Now, you have a cheeky smile on your face because you have got quite the offering for swimming upstream this morning. And I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I absolutely love and have only just discovered after 9 seasons, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, you have got some episodes to binge.
Some catching up to do.
See, I love that when that happens though, when you discover something after it's been out for a while and you can just immerse yourself.
Right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait for the next episode. You can just spend weekends with Doritos and your
drag
new show.
Drag queens.
Yeah.
Doritos and drag queens and fun. Oh my. Okay. So tell me about RuPaul's Drag Race.
For anyone who hasn't seen it already, it's a search for America's next drag superstar.
Amazing.
RuPaul, who's probably the most famous drag queen in the world, plays the role of host, mentor, and head judge, as contestants are given different challenges every week. But apart from the sickeningly good outfits.
So good.
So good. Fierce, although that's Tyra's phrase, so I probably shouldn't.
It is a bit of a piss take of America's Next Top Model, though.
It is. The whole thing.
The whole format is just... Yeah.
Is just a send-up, basically,
in
of
the
Tyra.
In the best way.
In the best way. In positive. It's very positive. And the best thing is the drag slang that I'm learning. So, beat is to apply your makeup flawlessly.
Yes.
Which, when translated in sentence, makes sense. So, it's like, girl, you beat your face so good, I can't stop looking at it.
Your accent going, everything. Yes. Well, yes. And it's such a weird thing to say, like, oh, I've got to go beat my face. But it's like a whole thing. It's so great. Yeah.
Sissy that walk. So hit the runway like a supermodel.
Oh, yeah.
That walk. Congratulations.
Love that one.
Congratulations. You're the winner of this week's challenge.
Yes. Love that one.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. They're the four elements that a queen has to have in abundance to take out the Drag Race crown.
I feel like we all need to plaster that over our mirrors in the morning so that we can wake up and we go, these are the things we need to make our day fantastic. We need charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. I love it. Okay.
Sashay away. So that's when you have to go. I'm sorry, my dear, but the time has come for you to sashay away.
Sashay away. And then my favourite is Shantae, you stay.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't get kicked out. It's the best. It's the absolute best.
It is. It's the best. It's streaming on Stan. And I think there are 9 series plus 2 series of All Stars.
So good. So check it out. Do you have a favourite queen so far?
The Australian queen, Courtney Act, I really like.
She's amazing.
Really amazing. Mm-hmm. She was also on Big Brother in the UK and... an advocate for LGBTQI.
She won
rights.
Big Brother, didn't she?
She won it in the UK. And she won it really because she didn't do the whole, I'm going to go in and I'm going to argue my point. She was put in there with a homophobic politician, essentially.
Is that what she is? She's a politician?
Anne Widdecombe. An ex-conservative politician. She voted against any legislation that was pro-marriage equality or anything like that. And she went in and she represented brilliantly and she explained the difference. There was also a transgender newsreader in there. You know, she explained the difference beautifully to some footballers, essentially, who knew nothing about what it is to be a drag queen, what it is to be transgender, what it is to be gay, all these different things. And so I really respected her and him for that, which is you're allowed to say
Courtney and Shane.
Courtney and Shane. And then I think really represented well on the show. It's a really positive show as well.
It's beautiful.
There's a lot of shade thrown but in good humor.
You sit down with the popcorn and you let it unfold. That's exactly what you do, and then you feel great about yourself and you go get your glue gun and you go get some sequins and you make your life better,
right? I feel like I am not any of those things. I don't have the uniqueness, the nerve, or the talent now.
You stop
but I feel
it
like
right
I'm,
now.
I'm going to grow. Yeah. I'm on the journey.
Grow as a human. Yeah. You're ready to rock and roll. Yeah. So, Courtney Act, great local drag queen. Amazing. Yeah. She's great. She represents us so well on the world stage, in my opinion. She and one of her like best friends is a wig maker here in Sydney.
No way.
I think he's in Sydney. I'm positive he's in Sydney. Yeah, because he performs at Stonewall. The kind of drag alter ego, her name is Vanity, and there's Wigs by Vanity, and I follow Vanity on Instagram, and it's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. I'm just so completely in awe of these performers and their craft and their skill and their talent.
We'll have to get Vanity on the show.
Oh my god, if we could. Oh my god, if we could. If we only could. She's also got a really great dog.
Like a beautiful dog.
Bring the dog into the studio. I've always wanted to have a wig. That's like my and that see this is the thing too about drag queens. Their like costuming and their outfits and their flawless. Amazing.
Flawless. Yeah. I feel like I'm jealous of the hair, especially because my hair gets criticized all the time. I've been told I look like a Lego man. Aww. I've been told I look like the lead in a 1990 straight to DVD rom-com.
No!
My hair is just not good.
I disagree wholeheartedly. But no, I love to play around with. I love the idea of it. It's just so fun. Okay, cool. I got something really, really different for you. Put down the sequins, put down the glue gun. I got something really different for you. So my pick this week is a show. It's actually streaming on free-to-air television at the moment and on their streaming service. So it's called Playing for Keeps. You might have seen it around. It's a Channel 10 program, so it's streaming on 10 Play, which is, of course, a free service that you can sign up for, which is why we love it. This show has hooked me in. Oh my goodness gracious me. So it's all about the wags of an AFL club. So the wives and girlfriends and their dramatic, fabulous, beautiful lives. It follows the players and the family of a fictional AFL club called the Jets.
Oh, so it's fiction, it's not reality
TV. Totally fiction. Okay. Which makes it better, in my opinion. Because if this were real, I would just cry the whole time about how terrible sporting culture is. But anyway, it follows this football club. And it kind of centers around this one particular girl whose boyfriend has just been signed for his rookie season in this big AFL club. It's like going to play for like the Collingwood or something like that. Oh, that's the only one I know. Collingwood or the Swans or something. It's in Melbourne. That's all I know. And they move in from the country. They're kind of like from way out, like Wagoolga, like way out.
Yeah.
And they come into the country and they're living this life in the city and this life in the country. And they don't know how city life kind of works and how it happens and it's all fast. And then there's these beautiful wags, these women who are the wives and girlfriends of the players in the club. And they all have their own little kind of community. And it's just the shenanigans that goes on is hilarious. And the money that gets thrown around, like I desperately want to be a wag after watching this. And then there's like big tragedy strikes and it's like a very typical Australian like drama, soap opera-y kind of thing in the best way possible. We've needed a good drama on telly for a while that isn't necessarily just a murder mystery, isn't just a cop show. We're so obsessed.
Of the multimillionaires.
Oh my God, of the multimillionaires. They get the kind of couple and coming from the country, they get put up in this apartment that's owned by the football club. That's this like you would see it on the block. It is like the multi-million-dollar apartment. They're like, oh my god, there's two toilets. I'm like, oh my god, that's true. It's amazing. It's got a phenomenal cast as well. So Olympia Vallance, she's one of my favorite Australian actresses.
Holly
Valance's sister. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So Olympia was on Neighbours. She played Paige. She is stunning. She plays like kind of a mean girl in this as well, which just suits her so well in the best way possible. You've got Madeline West. She was also on Neighbours.
Yeah.
I totally forget you get Neighbours in the UK. She was Dee on
She's
Neighbours.
Great. I was in love with Dee.
Were you? Yeah, she's amazing in this. She's so great in this. Isabella I can't say her surname. Giovinazzo?
Your Italian is astounding.
I know, right? She was on Home and Away. She played Phoebe. And she's this like really beautiful, great actress. She's got a great voice too. I think she's got a really interesting, like rusty, kind of deep tone to her voice that I just love listening to. And then you've got Kevin Hofber, who was in Rush. So which was another great Australian cop drama.
Cast of luminaries from Australian soap operas.
It's like everyone has graduated from Neighbours and Home and Away onto this show in the best way.
And has your boyfriend been practicing his kicks? Because he might be listening to this thinking, oh, damn, my kicking is not up to scratch.
If you are listening, you need to practice because I want to be a wag. I've decided. Like, they live this, like, crazy... It's kind of like... Sex and the City meets AFL meets, I don't know, like Dynasty. It's just insane.
But I feel like the feminist answer to this is that the women's AFL should be up at a point where I should be a hag.
Husbands and boyfriends.
Yeah, a hag. I want to be a hag.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, it should. It totally should. Like, but there is a really actually nice, in my opinion, there are some nice, like, girl power moments in this show as well. Because the women do stick together and they are quite empowered in that respect. And all of them have their own careers.
Right.
They're not just wags. Every single one of them have this really incredible, high-flying, amazing career. This one character, the kind of deal she had with her partner was that he could play football for X amount of years and then he had to stay home with the kids and she goes back to work. Because she's a lawyer and she made partner at her firm. And she's just being this, like,
the good wife and AFL all in one.
Oh my God, it's the good wife and AFL all in one. Anyway, I'm going to stop.
Sounds great.
It airs on Wednesday nights. There's 3 episodes currently on 10Play to binge. When you need to take a break from RuPaul and put the glue gun down. This is where I go.
Well, you promised me one thing, though. Mm. If you become a wag, we won't lose you at 2SER.
Oh, if I become a wag, I will need a microphone and I will need a platform because I would be insufferable as a wag. There was this moment in the first episode. Sorry. They take the girl from the country shopping at this beautiful little boutique in Melbourne. And I could so relate to this moment. She's looking at the price tags and all of these clothes going, oh no, how can you pay $300 for a bra? And they're like, you just do. And I'm like, no, you don't. It's just hilarious.
Your
amazing.
Your level just becomes ridiculous of what's
ridiculous.
Acceptable.
I want to be that level. If my partner's listening, I would
one
like
day.
You to
he's become. Practicing his kicks right now. Mm. He's got out of bed on a Sunday morning. Yep. He's kicking goals all over the place.
Don't break anything, babe. Lucas, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks.